This is an MUT Radio podcast.
Mavungo, good morning.
Morning. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you, but there's a bit of echoing in the background. May you please switch off your radio?
Hello?
Okay, morning, Mavungo. How are you?
I'm good, thanks. And you?
I'm okay, thank you. You were speaking to Uzomdeni from MUT Radio.
Yeah, thank you so much, guys.
So we are so sorry for the technical difficulties we had along the way.
No worries, I understand.
Okay. How's your Sunday been so far?
Oh, my Sunday is fantastic. It's actually beautiful. We have a beautiful weather also this side.
Oh, how I wish to be. This side, it is very, very gloomy.
Yes.
So we know Umavungo as a gifted South African vocalist, songwriter, and musician who brings a profound sense of pride and heritage to the project, infusing it with warmth of the Venda culture. And right before our interview, we played you guys a track titled Magic, where she features Ujordan John. Tell us more about how Umavungo became a vocalist, a songwriter, and a musician.
Oh, yes. Oh, I was a young girl in Limpopo from then that listening to music, Bo Brandy, Bo Brenda Fassie, Bo Leta Mbodi. So that's where my actually career started. I fell in love with music when I was young, and that's how everything started.
Oh, okay. So what does the name Mavungo mean?
Oh, basically, the name Mavungo is my grandmother's name. On my father's side, mother. So I don't actually know what it means, but all I know is for me, I actually name it as a gift because it was a gift to me from my father's side and my grandmother.
Okay, so I did mention that we did play a song by you featuring Ujordan John, which is Magic. But today our focus is not entirely on that song. Our focus is on Ingoma Yakho titled Haunted.
Yes.
Which is a record that is undeniably born from rediscovery and a fresh start in your career, as you've said.
Yes, thank you.
What inspired you to write Haunted, and what is the story behind the song?
Okay. So basically, the story behind Haunted, it's about a relationship that it's a relationship that you can't move on from it. So for me to write that song, we came with an idea, me, Marcus, and Laura. We wanted to talk about the love that we had before, yes, and then something that it's always stuck in your mind. You want to move on, but you can't because the love was beautiful, but we're not talking about actions, but we're just talking about love that we cannot move on it.
Okay. So basically, what you're telling me is this song is from personal experience.
Sorry, I didn't get that.
The song, you wrote it from a personal experience.
Yes, it's about addictive love.
Ooh, okay, very, very interesting. How does your Venda heritage influence your music, particularly this song?
So basically, my Venda, I feel like for me, Venda is very spiritual to me, and I connect more with my tradition than other languages. So I prefer to use my language in order for me to actually connect with other people deep inside whatever that I'm singing about, so everybody should connect. Because if I actually use other languages, what I've realized is it's not actually as spiritual as I am singing in Venda.
Okay. Are there any notable collaborations on this feature or features on this song?
Are they what? Sorry, I didn't get it.
I'm so sorry. Are there any notable collaborations or features on the song that you'd love for us to like take note of and highlight?
Yes, I do have a lot of collaboration with most international DJs. Mm. So it's a lot. That's what I can say. A lot of songs.
Oh, okay, that's very beautiful. Do you have any upcoming live performances or events that you'd love for us to highlight and just put out there in order to support the release of Ihaunted?
So for performances, I wouldn't say yet, but it should be something next year, 2025. There is actually a gig that is coming up, but I'm not actually confirming it yet because it's still planned. But there's more music coming, more performance will come, and I'll just stay tuned.
So we just follow Umavungu everywhere and anywhere. But we do. How do we access your music and your social media handles?
Okay. So on Instagram is Mavungu SA, and then also on Facebook it's Mavungu SA. On Twitter is the same name. I use Mavungu underscore SA. So that's my actually social media.
And then how are we accessing your music on AMA streaming platforms?
You can find me on Spotify. You can find me on Apple Music. You can find me on, I think I'm everywhere. YouTube, you can find me there. Other streaming channel that you can find.
Okay. That was Umavungu, a South African music songwriter and musician. She is all the way in Evander this morning. She said the weather there is very beautiful. She was here to tell us more about her new single titled Haunted. Mavungu, thank you so much for joining us this morning. We do apologize for our technicalities here and there, but we did really enjoy your time this morning.
It's an honor. Thank you guys so much for taking your time to have me on your show today. I really appreciate you. And have a wonderful Sunday, everybody.
This is an MUT Radio podcast.